This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
We are joined on the phone, get this, with the wonderfully talented Alfie Akuri. Of course, he's a singer, songwriter, and winner of The Voice in 2016, Team Delta, and has most recently donated his time to the Australian Marriage Equality Yes campaign and raised a significant amount of money for the community effort that's helped us see Yes today. Welcome to the studio, Alfie. Great to have
you. Hey, guys. What a great intro.
Oh, I like to do a nice tight intro.
How are you all? You must be all very excited as well.
Yes. Oh, I've got to tell you, Alfie, there has been an ecstatic mood in the Joy 94.9 studios. I know that you've visited us just recently. So you know that the people here love to have a good time.
Yeah, no, definitely. You should the energy out in Albert Park in Sydney was incredible. There were probably about 5,000 people there.
Oh, massive.
And there could have been more. That was just a guess from someone. But it was amazing.
Sounds a bit like so the Melbourne idea. State Library today. Glitter everywhere. So same down in Sydney?
Yeah.
Melbourne
Cup in Sydney.
Alfie, sorry? Just introducing you. This is Tom from Gogglebox that you're speaking to.
Tom!
Hey, oh, Alfie, Tom. How are you going?
How are you? Good, how are you?
Well, really well. Well, great to have you on such a joyous day.
Now,
I know.
Given the importance of the day and you being such a respected role model in the music community and also the LGBTIQ community, can you kind of tell us what equality means to you? Getting equality, what does it mean to you?
I said this earlier this summer because growing up, a teenager in Australia, like I've always felt like a bit of an outcast, and I guess I've never really felt worthy of my place here because I guess I was born to think that I was inferior because I was gay, you know. And today, just man, it was so emotional. Like, I was crying out there. Like I don't know. I guess it was validation to see that the majority of Australia agrees that we are all equal, and it was beautiful. And then to have my parents because they were on the way to Albert Park, but they missed the announcement. But to have them call me to congratulate me like that also made me cry, because that was one of my biggest struggles, like telling my parents that I was gay, and then to have them congratulate me that I can now get married and support me, and that is just, it's beautiful. And I'm sure there's millions of other, you know, Australians that feel the same way.
Yeah, yeah. Like an incredible result. And just knowing that, you know, at least 61% of our country support us to the point where they, you know, are happy to see us get married is just, it's really stellar.
Yeah, it is, isn't it? It's quite special.
Now, given your, like your involvement with Australian marriage equality, do you think that that's kind of changed your view on equality, or is it something that you've really maintained since you came out at 23?
No, I guess initially when I came out, I was quite scared. Like it was a struggle for me to be open and honest with my feelings, and even to say that I was gay out loud was something that I struggled with. But then, you know, to go on national TV and tell the whole country that I'm gay, that was quite empowering for me. And it was motivated as well, because I wanted to be a role model for kids out there that were like, you know, young Alfie watching TV. You know, I wanted people to know that it's okay. And there's, you know, being gay is actually beautiful. You know, like I would never. Someone asked me the other day, if someone gave me $1 million to be straight but forget about everything, you know, my past of being gay, would I take it? I said no. Like, I love being gay. Like, it's what makes me, you know, and it's what makes so many people special. So
I can really kind of through the lyrics in the music that you've written, I can really sense that pride that you have in yourself, particularly through the song Love Is Love, and also If They Only Knew as well.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, definitely. Well, music's my outlet now, and I want to be as honest as I can in the music that I write. So, and to have that resonate with people, like, if they only knew, the video's gone crazy on, and even the streams have a million views on YouTube, and every day I read the questions and comments that people write, and yeah, like, it's nice to know that my stories are resonating with people, and especially with Love is Love, I kind of wrote that one a little bit for myself, but also for my friends, because we were all kind of struggling, and we felt quite defeated during a lot of the campaign, and I just wanted to put something positive out there, like an anthem for us all to just, I don't know, make us, you know, feel liberated and remind us to fight for, you know, because we're very resilient people, and, you know, no matter what the result was today, I think we still would have kept fighting, and I like that about our community.
Yeah, one thing, Alfie, that, like, particularly in Love is Love, that I really loved about the lyrics of the song, the part where you sing Take Me Back to the Start to Our Innocent Hearts, Innocent Hearts. Yeah. I just wanted to know, like, what those lyrics meant to you.
I wrote that pre-chorus. My little nephew was actually the inspiration behind that, because he's this two-year-old kid that sees everyone in the world as equals, and that's the beauty of children, you know, like, everyone is the same. And I thought the simplicity of that chorus and the pre-chorus and that message could resonate with so many people. And the idea of having that on the radio, like, without it being an obvious camp, because I did write that for the campaign, without it being an obvious campaign song, I thought, you know, some random person that might not, like, actually agree with marriage equality might hear it and think, well, that's actually quite a beautiful sentiment. It's true. And that's sort of where that came from. Yeah.
Alfie, you're a really good role model for the younger generation, and keep it up. It's fantastic.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. I appreciate it. I will keep it up, because I love it.
And I know that here at Joy 94.9, we absolutely adore you. We love your music and love playing it. So Love is Love. And, of course, If They Only Knew are definitely in the rotation here at Joy.
Thank you. So, I appreciate it. Look, there's plenty more gay songs to come.
Yeah, looking forward to it.
I've written so many. I feel sorry for my exes, but yeah.
So, given this monumental decision that's happened today, what do you think the future's going to look like?
Well, the next 24 hours are going to be a little bit messy, because I know Oxford Street's going off right now. So, I think we're going to be celebrating, but I don't know. I just hope the government reacts quite quickly to this, and I guess, I don't even know the correct terminology, but I guess it has to become finalised, right, by the parliament. I hope that happens fast, because I guess this is great, because it shows that this country's behind it, but we're still not there yet, because it needs to go through parliament now. So
we've got a bit more work to go.
I think there'll be more celebrations to come. Yeah, and more celebrations to come, which is good, hopefully. Yeah.
Yeah, so For you personally, what can we look forward to in 2018? You mentioned, or you hinted at, maybe some more camp tunes coming through. So do you think that's going to be a reality, a bit more music?
Yeah, well, I've written a lot of songs. My next thing was actually my favourite, and I wrote that one in the States with this incredible writer who writes like Zane and all these other big artists over there. So that's my favourite. But there's actually something really cool in the works, which I actually can't talk about yet. But there should be some interesting things happening next year, hopefully. And lots of touring. I love, like, I did a show in Melbourne recently. I got a lot of great fans out there. So we're doing one in Sydney on a Friday.
I did see on your Instagram through a bit of stalking. Yeah. I noticed that you'd done a version of Dusk Till Dawn. So you mentioning Zane just before, that was actually great. You were just owning the song, which was really cool to see.
Well, you know, I always sing in my car, so I thought I may as well record it. it just keeps my fans engaged, which is cool. You know, like, they always want me to sing, so.
And I think maybe
my car. Yeah.
Maybe a subtle hint that you might be open to the idea of some carpool karaoke in the future.
Absolutely. Oh, God. The day that happens, I'll know that the career's going well. Trying to send my Sam Smith vibes out there too, you know. I want to I'd love to work with him. He's like my idol and my label. He's actually a label mate too. He's with Universal. So every time I see my marketing guy, I'm like, you make sure when Sam Smith is here in January that I meet him. Because they have beers with him and they go to the Beresford with him. I'm like, where's my invite? The next time it's going to happen.
Working your way up to a proper invite, perhaps.
Absolutely. Yeah. Working my way up or bothering people? I don't know yet. Yeah. I think they're just scared that I'm going to fangirl around him. I'm known to do that around some celebrities.
We all do that. We all do that.
Now, Alfie, what I'd like to do, I'd like to go on and play your track Love is Love straight after this. Of course, we are speaking to Alfie Akuri, singer, songwriter, and winner of The Voice 2016. Alfie, would you like to introduce your track?
I would love to. This is Alfie Akuri, and you're listening to my new single, Love is Love.
We are a sea of colors, lighting up the sky on your darkest night. We are a sea of lovers, with hopeful eyes that shine so bright. Pushing out against the tide, a sea of change, our love will reign. Stand strong with open hearts, you got nothing to hide, just keep your pride. Let's go back to the start, to our innocent hearts. Take me back to the start, to our innocent hearts. Innocent hearts, we gotta stand united to keep on fighting. Love is love, love is love. With our hearts ignited, we can't be divided. Love is love, love is love. Holding on, we won't let go. We've come so close, it's the final show. Stride, feel that love collide. Let's go back to the start, to our innocent hearts. Innocent hearts. Take me back to the start, to our innocent hearts. Innocent hearts. We gotta stand united to keep on fighting. Love is love. Don't you give up, our love is love. Don't you give up, you gotta beat that drum. Don't you give up, this love is love. We gotta stand united to keep on fighting. Love is love,
keep love,
love is love,
keep on fighting.
With our hearts ignited, we can't be divided. Love is love.
Joy 94.9, we are celebrating today's Yes result during Melbourne's most uplifting music mix. And on the phone, we are joined by the incredibly talented Alfie Akuri. Hey, Alfie.
Hey, guys.
And what a great track that is. Love is Love.
Thank
it's
you.
Such a hot track at the moment here at Joy 2. We absolutely love it.
Thanks, guys. I appreciate that. I appreciate the support, too. It's cool to hear my song on the radio. I actually have never been in the car where I've heard my own song. Actually, the funny thing was, I was at Fitness First the other day, and it started playing the video, and it was really awkward because I was out there at peak hour. And in Sydney, at King's Cross Gym, it's like the gay gym, and at peak hour, everyone knows everyone. And my song just started playing, and I got really embarrassed. My face red.
And did everyone turn to look at you?
Honestly, it was like that. Like, people just turned and looked, and I'm like, and I put my towel over my face.
I love it. Humble and talented. Now, I can see, like, when I go through your socials, like, I can see all through it. Like, you're either doing something for the equality campaign, you're wearing the T-shirts, this is obviously something that you feel very passionate about. And I just wanted to know, like, how you got involved in the campaign.
I think I've met a lot of people, you know, at different events, and I met Alex Greenwich, who I loved a bit, you know, and...
Yeah, he's pretty cool. I've met him.
Yeah, I can't remember the first thing that kicked it off. I can't remember. I did a Qantas charity, and then everything just sort of... I pretty much dedicated all of October to marriage equality. I don't think I did one paid gig all month, I think. It was actually beautiful, like, because then to be able to look back one day when I do get married and know that I did my absolute best and hardest to make that happen, or you know, be one of the small people that helped, you know, it would be quite special, I think.
Absolutely, and like the fact that you've memorialized, you know, your thoughts and your passion for the cause by writing a song is something that will be around forever. It's incredible.
Yeah, that's true. The songs sort of last forever, don't they? They exactly. live beyond humans, which is cool.
What I'd like to do, like, very shortly, I'd like to play your other track that we've got here, If They Only Knew. Would you be able to tell me a bit about where the writing of this song, like, where it came from?
That one's probably one of the most personal songs I've written, because it's about my first gay relationship, and my first relationship in general, I guess, but it was the first one with a guy that I was out and open with, and it was basically right after I came out to my family, and I fell in love with him, and we were together for about 2 years, but he wasn't out the whole time, his family. So when his family found out about us, they just could not accept their son being gay. And I guess their initial reaction was to blame me for making him gay, and then my family. And then it got really, really messy. Like, they threatened my family, they threatened me, and it was just a disaster. But the thing is, they had never met me, and I was just in their eyes the devil that made their son gay. So I wrote this song as like a little, it was kind of like a journal entry, I guess, to them, to tell them, you know, that if they only knew how innocent we were and how beautiful our relationship was and how much we loved each other, we'd still be together. And the funny thing was, I actually performed it on The Voice this year when I came back, and I knew that his parents watched the show, and I was literally singing it to them. Like, it was just so cathartic. It was like therapeutic for me. Like, that was my closure that I needed to be able to tell them my side of the story. Because, you know, I'm not a bad person. I actually loved their son so much. Like, he was the love of my life at the time, and it destroyed me knowing that I couldn't be with him anymore. Because I'd spent my whole life believing that I would never be able to fall in love. I was never going to come out. You know, if I did come out, everyone would hate me. And then I finally come out, and the idea of being able to love someone was right in front of me. Then it was just taken away. So. Yeah.
The power of music. That brings the power of music. Yeah.
Yes, very cathartic too, like getting those demons out, and also realizing that, you know, people can demonize you, but if they don't know you, then it seems more like a prejudice than a personal attack, I guess, at the end of the day.
I know, yeah. The beauty, though, is that he's actually, it's been 3 years, and his family are now completely understand, and they love him, and you know, like he. They're completely fine with it now, so the song is not in any way an attack on them, because it's actually a beautiful, like, the message and sentiment's beautiful, but yeah, it was just, it's that moment in history for me that I wanted to write about, and yeah,
that's beautiful. It's
got many songs about him, though, to be honest.
Let's get in and have a listen to the track now. Thank you so much for speaking to us today, Alfie. Would you be able to introduce your next track, please?
Yes. This is my previous single, If They Only Knew.
Joy 94.9. Thanks, Alfie.
If they only knew how to keep you safe like I kept you, how to speak the words they never used, I wish they only knew. They've never ever had the strength to feel the weight in what we meant. If you only knew, our love is just another shade of blue. He feels the same way that I do. I wish you only knew. If you only saw, his eyes light up like I adore. Smile, I need nothing more. I wish you only saw. They've never ever had the strength to feel the weight in what we meant. So I'd still be holding you.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.